Greetings from the Seventh Circle.
Hello and welcome to Seventh Circle of Film. I, as always, am your host, Kieran, joined by no one this evening. I'm going to keep this short and sweet, a review for Late Night with the Devil, completely spoiler-free. Though, if all you're looking for is a bullhorn, first starting pistol shot to go see it, then just go. Turn this off now, don't worry about it. You've given me the view already. Just head off, watch it, and enjoy it. It is a brilliant little film. If you're waiting for kind of the next Censor to come out, a proper authentic and respectful take on a certain era and a certain type of horror film, this is absolutely it. This takes the cultish nature, including the awful facial hair for old cultists back in the day, in the 70s, and brings it back to the forefront, along with talk shows, which it does to such a brilliant degree. You've got the music pushing on, you've got that little buzz whenever the technical difficulty sign comes up and the adverts come up. You've got to talk about sponsors, which is goddamn hilarious for a lot of it. A lot of tension breaks with that. And you've got the kind of vacant, bovine-like awe from an audience just watching in and being told when, where to clap, along with all the ins and outs. Getting slightly more specific, though, again, just taken out of spoilers and all that, directed Cameron and Colin Carnes, two brothers, Australian. This is not their directorial debut, but might as well be, frankly. And good on them. They wrote it as well, and the script is sharp as all hell. There are some real laugh-out-loud moments. And starring David Dastmalchian, who also does absolutely excellent job through this, keeping up that very Carson light energy, not quite like, it's a running through line that he's second in the ratings, and to be fair, who wouldn't be? He retains this certain desperation all the way through the script, which runs very well with his own character as well. Backed up by his supporting cast, Rhys Arturi, who absolutely excellent as the kind of starting comedian who keeps the audience pumped, keeps them going. It's slightly cold feet throughout. And a gargoyle of a skeptic sitting on the back, whose name I can't quite recall. I said I'll go into this more in the spoiler review, which will come out in a few days. Supporting cast generally, Lily as well. The girl who played Lily, absolutely excellent, looking down the camera. In terms of authenticity as well, the audience really are brought in on it. You have that kind of faux documentary voice at the start, the deep, gruff, detached, and so this is how it is. It's excellent for the style they're going for. There's a bias element there that you get that's very much in-universe right at the start through the documentary portion. That it's all set in, and then you get this differentiation between what you're presumably seeing on the documentary, which is the late-night footage itself, which is all in colour, and then the kind of behind-the-scenes stuff that they wouldn't have seen, which is in the black-and-white bits. But they do something really excellent with that, really fun and pushy towards the end. They mess with the late-night format quite a lot, especially within the last third, which is by far and away the best part, and gets a touch absurd here and there. Obviously, it's 70s-based, so a lot of allusions to The Exorcist, a lot of stuff around to Last House on the Left, and that kind of side of the genre, all of which done respectfully and quite humorously. I know Mark Kermode, I think that's his favourite film, and he happened to be there, and he was giggling along like a little schoolgirl at parts. Hopefully he enjoyed it. 100% recommend it. I'll go into more detail at a later date, and I'll see you guys next time. Enjoy!